You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
There is one big celebrity story that's in the news today. We'll get to that in just a second. It is the top.
So sad, too.
It is a devastating story. We'll get to that in just a second. But if you walked outside in the morning, you might have felt the first twinges of a fall in the air. Yeah. A little crisp, a little cool in our area, at least. But it makes perfect sense that tomorrow, the rumored launch of the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte is set to happen. They have
control the weather now.
They might. It might have just been a Starbucks planning this all along.
So right, Starbucks doesn't officially announce the date. It's just could happen on this day.
They
could not.
Years they say, it's out on the 20th. It's always usually at the end of August.
Right.
But this time they've been posting these videos on TikTok of people playing like summer sports, like volleyball and badminton and stuff. And then the ball will turn into a pumpkin when it hits the sand, teasing it out there, soft launching the announcement. So, but everybody believes that either tomorrow or next Tuesday, but pumpkin spice latte season is in full effect.
Get hype, you can make one whenever you want.
It's not the same.
It's better if you know how to do it.
It's the spirit of the season. You get pumped up, get the drive-through, get one.
It's the spirit of inflation, though. Some people might need to be making it at home.
That is true.
Very possible.
Pack a latte.
Yeah.
The brownback latte.
The full fall menu does sound pretty decadent and expensive, like the iced apple crisp shaken espresso oat milk. That's one drink. The apple crisp macchiato oat milk. And then, your iced pumpkin cream chai latte, your PSLs, frapped, iced, or hot.
Mm-hmm.
So get excited for that.
Half whip.
Exactly. The world's oldest person has died at the age of 117 years old. Her name is Maria Moreira. She survived COVID in 2023. Her dog passed away last year. She said it was a lot of luck and good genetics that helped
her live. And Latina heat.
She's a pretty lady.
117.
117, survived two world wars, two epidemics.
Wasn't she in Spain?
She was born in San Francisco, died in Spain. Moved to Spain when she was 7 or 8 with her family.
Mm-hmm. Spanish people have the longest, longevity. The most longevity of any people on Earth, I believe.
It's all the paella.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of unhealthy people in Spain.
Yeah. Absolutely. So now the world,
because they're running around chasing water. They get a lot of exercise looking for water.
Well, whatever they're doing, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
Now the oldest person in the world is 116, living in Japan. So good luck to that person. And then the top trending topic today, J-Lo has filed for divorce from Ben Affleck with no prenup. No prenup. That's the crazy. Not that they're divorcing. We knew they were going to divorce.
Prenup? Why would they need a prenup?
Yeah, who's got more money of the two?
I would say she's got a lot more money.
You think?
She's probably got $500 million.
Oh, really?
No.
She's got more than he does.
Because
she's got music money and acting money and makeup money.
She's got a lot more money. Now, I think prenups work the way, you get money for what you earn together. Okay. Well, so they were only together 2 years.
Jennifer Lopez, estimated net worth. $400 million.
Yeah, she's got almost $500 million.
Hang on.
I guarantee he's probably got $100 million.
Ben Affleck, estimated net worth. Hang on. Who's worth more? Let's see.
Ace, go.
Yeah. she's worth a little bit more, but not as much as you think.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's what's now trending.
Google under pressure, man. Leave me alone.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Hey.
live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe to all of our stuff. Go and subscribe and like and ring bells and tell everybody else that you know to do so as well. We got to build a community here, the Ace and TJ community. They say that a lot of the problems that happen in marriages are due to lack of communication. And my wife and I experienced a little bit of a spat yesterday because of just that reason, because lack of communication skills.
Okay.
Now, I'm not going to say who was lacking in communication skills, but I would like to say that I am a professional communicator. That is my chosen profession, is communication.
This so is gonna be good.
Take from that what you will. So we're talking, we're having a pleasant conversation, or as the kids call it, a convo. And she goes, I still want to take you to that restaurant so you can see that guy that looks like you. And I said, looks like what? She goes, he looks like you. He's got that creepy hat and everything. I said, creepy hat? What are you talking about? You know, the creepy hat? It's like the signature thing, the creepy hat. And I said, the creepy hat that I wear? He looks like me and I wear a creepy hat? She goes, no, he looks like the guy that plays on the show, you. And wears that creepy hat when he's trying to conceal himself. So instead of saying the character from the show, you, or Joe from the show, you, she just said, I want to show you that guy that looks like you.
Oh, God. There's like five layers of confusion on that.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
I said, I told you that guy, he looks like you. I said, I don't know what you're talking about. This was a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
But back then, she said, the guy that plays on You, the guy from You. Now, I would have known that, but there's a show, if you don't know, it's called You. It's about a guy who's a like grade-A stalker, and he's so creepy, and when he goes places, he tries to hide his identity. All he does is put on a hat, a cap, and supposedly that hides his identity. She saw a server in a restaurant when she went out with her friends to eat lunch or something that looked like that guy. And instead of saying it looked like the guy from the show, she just said the name of the show. He looks like you. Now, I'm taking that as he looks like me.
Obviously.
He looks like I do.
Well, anybody would in that case. What she said, everybody would take it that way.
And then, you know, of course, when somebody hears that somebody out there looks like them, they were like, well, they're interested. He looks like me? Who is it?
And I've known him, and he works at a restaurant, and he wears a hat.
Yeah. So then what I'm really thinking is, what hat do I need to stop wearing?
Yeah, right. Really? Yeah. What's the creepy? That was my creepy first thought. Was what creepy hat are you wearing?
You're in that creepy hat.
It's like when my dad, when I was growing up, he called every TV show Fall Guy because he couldn't think of the name of any of the other ones. Yeah. He just knew Fall Guy. And he'd say, you know, old guy, I'm Fall Guy. No? You mean the A-Team? Yeah, the A-Team.
What?
Oh, you're 18.
That's got to be a frustrating conversation to have.
Yeah, I'm glad I got the other stuff from my mom. Well, you know, my mom knowing TV shows and actors and being observant and all. And else I'd be telling people they look like you.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
For years, we've been pointing out on this show that not all, but a great number of sports announcers are cheesy and goofy and fake. Almost embarrassing.
They're so cheesy and goofy and fake.
Well, I tell you. You know, they're almost like big fake-sounding DJs at times.
Well, there was a golf tournament, a PGA tournament in Memphis over the weekend, which I had no idea that Memphis would have a PGA tournament like that. I thought it was all about the blues. Blues and barbecue and Project Pat and them. But the announcers look over, and there is a woman, a spectator, and she's walking across the field there, and she's got two corn dogs in each hand. That's it. She just walked. She's got two big corn dogs in each hand. And they think that this is the funniest thing in the world that they can riff on.
Okay.
Now, listen to what they say. They follow this woman with the camera while she's carrying these corn dogs.
And look at this. Four corn dogs. They say double fisting. How about quadruple fisting corn dogs?
Quadruple
fisting. This lady's having herself a time here in Memphis.
She's taking off running like she's not giving those to anybody.
I never thought I would see the day where we would see a quadruple fister in terms of corn dogs.
This is one of the dumbest things
ever. Sure, nobody's going to catch her. She's going to eat all four of those corn dogs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You never know what you'll see here on PGA Tour Live.
That's right. Oh, my God. How amazing is that? Four corn dogs. She's quadruple fisting the corn dogs. Now, here's what you do. You look at it like this. If you see somebody who has a drink in each hand, you say you're double fisting.
Yeah.
You could have four drinks in each hand, you still only have two fists.
Right, you're still double fisting.
So unless you've got four arms with hands at the end of them, there's no way you can quadruple fist corn dogs.
That's a good
that's,
point.
That's, you know, just from the outset there. And the other thing is, what is so funny about that? What is so amazing about a woman carrying four corn dogs? She's got them. Somebody said, hey, you going over there to the concession stand? You guys want anything? Okay, yeah, bring me a corn dog. I want a corn dog. So she's got four corn dogs, taking them back over to whoever she's with.
As a broadcaster, he had an opportunity there to dive off into a conversation about corn dogs that would have left his audience mesmerized. But he sucks.
It's not good.
Yeah. And I don't like that English guy talking about American corn dogs to begin with.
Was that guy British?
The second guy sounded British. I didn't like him too much.
Hey, so are you saying that you would have had a great conversation about corn dogs?
Rob, I would have taken that. We would have taken a left turn and gone down the road of corn dogs, and the audience would have forgotten about golf for a minute. They'd be like, I don't even know what we're watching now, but I got to go get a corn dog because this guy has painted a picture of deliciousness that I was not prepared for today.
Yeah, I would have. So, yes. I would have really taken it to another level intellectually by saying, corn dogs? I thought you said porn dogs.
Porn dogs.
You see? Yeah. Now that would have gone virile.
This is the Ace and TJ Show. Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
I like to think here on this show that we entertain and educate. You know, I think we do a pretty good job of both. This is under the education side. One of the most frustrating, aka frustrating things that happens to us, you know, I'm not talking about a serious medical condition or anything, but one of the most annoying things that happens in the human body is when you get the hiccups.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, I don't know anybody who says, oh, man, I wish I could get a good case of the hiccups. I've been wanting to hiccup all day. So nobody knows a cure for the hiccups. Everybody says they do, but nobody really does. Well, there's a doctor in Georgia named Dr. Jeremy London. And Dr. Jeremy says that if you take a few drops of lemon juice or lime juice and put it on the back of your throat, which I don't know how you do that. You either put it on your throat or you don't. How are you going to get it in the back of your throat? Unless you got a tube going way down in there. But he says that it'll cure hiccups immediately. He says that he doesn't know for sure why. He says that it might reset things by stimulating your vagus nerve. It's V-A-G-U-S, the vagus nerve. And what happens in vagus nerve stays in vagus nerve.
Or the sudden sensory input might just distract your body for a split second, and that's what does it. And that's what people say about scaring the hiccups out of people. It just, it makes them, you know, concentrate on what just scared the mess out of them, and they lose the hiccups. But, I mean, why would you not try this?
Yeah, might as well.
Because then I got to go wrangle, like, lemon juice and an eyedropper to get... My hiccups never last more than 30 seconds.
Well, you're lucky, Riggins.
Am I?
What about the chronic hiccup sufferers?
Well, that's another
The rest of us. Yeah. How about... How about a little empathy?
No. If you got to go, like, track down supplies to, like, cure your hiccups, I mean, it's like, get over it.
Well, how do you cure yours?
Because they never last. I mean, I've never been a 10-minute hiccup sufferer.
But some people are. Who go hours with them.
Some people are.
They go hours.
Commercial for Hiccupers of America? Give me a break.
You're Stop very it. Insensitive. Yeah,
but it's not like, you know, you gotta go pick the lemons off the tree in Florida and California.
Get it to the back of your throat. Like, I mean, give me a break. All you gotta
do is just get lemon juice, and you don't even need a dropper.
You just pour lemon juice down your throat?
Why not?
Yeah. You're doing too much.
It didn't say it can't touch your tongue first.
Can you put that lemon juice?
You're gonna take a shot of lemon juice?
Sure.
Yeah, if you're a
shot of lemon juice,
life is not easy.
I got the hiccups. Just pour a little shot of lemon juice, boom, and going about your business. It takes like 10 seconds.
What a nice world you live in, right? Where you can sleep all you want and you don't need lemons for your clickbait.
This is clickbait on the next level.
I'm not clicking on anything.
You clicked on it. I saw you click on it.
No, it
came, you read the whole story.
Yeah. But is that clickbait if it's on a thing that comes to me as a news feed?
You got duped.
But if I try it and it doesn't work, then I got duped.
Ah, that's true.
Right. If it does work, it wasn't duping at all.
Yeah, I know. You and my wife say I fall for all that stuff.
You do fall for all of it.
Yeah, well.
This was a non-story.
Wow.
A lot of people suffer from hiccups, Riggins, for lengthy periods of time.
They suffer.
You know, full body that's a convulsion every time you have a hiccup.
TJ just saved someone's life. Okay, he just saved someone's life with this information.
Right. Mind-numbing.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there's one story that's bigger than the rest, and it's the divorce of Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. She files for divorce yesterday. Lists the date of separation as April 24th. Files for a divorce yesterday. Just so happens that it's the 2-year wedding anniversary of when they got married down in Georgia. They had a couple of celebrations, but the big one was down in Georgia. So on the 2-year anniversary.
That was kind of a dramatic move, don't you think?
Maybe.
Don't you think? Yeah.
How many marriages is this for each?
I think this is her fifth?
It's his fourth? Second, right?
It's his, I don't know how many times he's been married, but I think it's her fourth or fifth.
Yeah. That's not a good sign. I think... You know, I've said this for a long time. People get mad. But I think Jennifer Lopez has passed the she's hot enough that you will put up with enough stuff from her. I think her hard to get along withness, we'll call it, trumps how hot she is.
Yeah,
so no matter how hot a woman is, sooner or later a guy's going to get tired of her crap.
What's the number? I mean, this is the fifth guy.
Say, yeah, by the time, well, she was married three times by the time she was 30, right?
Yeah, this was her fourth and his second.
So, I mean, you don't think there's going to be a fifth guy that'll line up to marry her?
Well, an idiot.
Sure there will be.
Yeah. An idiot. Or somebody who just wants to use her, you know, for a good time and live the high life for a little while.
Chris Judd.
Yeah, but think about
this way. Chris Judd. We believed in you.
Jennifer Lopez marriages. The first one was 2 years, 97 to 98, maybe a year, actually. Chris Judd was 2001 to 2003, 2 years. Mark Anthony was 10 years, and this one is 2 years. So it's 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, 2 years.
Yeah.
And the whatever that is that causes these marriages to end, it happens pretty fast.
And not to mention the serious shack-up relationships she's had in between, you know.
Diddy.
With, yeah.
Is it possible that he was just really bad?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't even want to be married to him either.
Of course it's possible. Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be married to that Jennifer Garner either.
The blame.
They're all crazy.
The blame is probably not on just one of them at all. No.
I mean, it's a lot of discussion about how she's screwing up her relationships, but I don't know. It's his second marriage. He can't seem like a dream to be around.
Yeah. Well, you know, his first marriage ended because of alcoholism, right? The alcohol was the biggest problem, and that's why Jennifer Garner had to get away from him, because of the alcohol. And he went through rehab, and he's doing a lot better now, I believe.
Allegedly.
I don't know. No, I think he's still coaching that basketball team in high school.
Right.
I think that's what you're thinking about.
But they said he and Jennifer Garner were seen taking their daughter to Yale together. They were four of them were having dinner in this little restaurant.
Where? Where were they taking him?
Yale.
Where?
Yale.
I'm not going.
Don't you Yale at me.
But it indicates, I mean, no prenup. They thought this was going to be forever. I mean, it's still sad. It's the ending of a relationship.
They did. Do two super rich people already need a prenup?
Yeah.
Hey, what do we get in 2 years? We bought this house. We'll sell it and we'll split it.
Well, they both made a lot of movies and they both made a significant amount of money in 2 years. If money is something, it doesn't matter if you've got a lot of it.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
If you've already got a ton of
it. You don't know what kind of bills they
got to
pay?
It doesn't matter. If you've already got a ton of money, they tell you just split what you got and get out.
The reason, though, that I'm talking about her is because everybody always assumes that she's the better one in what the relationship, even this one.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Like he's getting a deal. Well, not really. No, she's crazy.
Interesting.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Check the clock if you want to know if you're going to have a good day or not. The average person knows if their day has been ruined by 8:36 a.m. The top five things that will ruin our day, waking up and feeling sick, sleeping poorly throughout the night, waking up with a headache, losing your keys, and forgetting your phone at home.
What about if the day's almost over, so you should have known by 8:45 in the morning that it was going to be over, or it was going to be a bad day.
Yeah,
you carried around with you all day, and you're living it out.
Keyword: they're the average person.
Dang,
What a life.
Pack it up.
Yes,
I get that because when I have a bad habit about dropping things.
Yeah,
and I carry a lot of stuff like a pack mule when I leave the house. If I drop something, drop my keys, and then I got to bend down. And when I do, book bag falls off, my duffel bag falls off. I might as well go get back in the bed.
Yeah. Average person has 4 bad days per month. It's 48 a year.
A whole bad day.
Yeah.
I'm having a day.
I saw this little thing online and I threw it up on our social media just because it's fun. You're offered $20 million, but you can only spend money on things that start with the first letter of your name. What are you buying? For example, Marie said, a mansion, Mexican food, a Maserati, and a manservant. a lady named Deborah said, diamonds, a Dublin vacation, Disney cruise with anyone from my family that wants to go, duplex vacation, home of my choice, and dollars to my church.
Hmm. So that should have been first.
Yeah, $20 million. You can only spend money on things that start with the first letter of your name. TJ, what are you buying?
Trips, trampoline.
Hell yeah.
Give me like a trampoline park kind of thing built in my yard.
Right.
That'd be good.
Riggins?
I would get a Riggins. I was preparing for B, Brian.
A boat. Brian. A boat, okay.
A building to live in, a nice high-rise building. And what else? That's tough.
That's good, though. If you were going to do it as Riggins, as ours, what would you do it? Race car?
No, I wouldn't even buy that.
Nope.
My first thought was, how do I get a house into my name? You know?
That'd be a tough one. Mm-hmm. Tech D. Rob, what would you go with? Rob, you got the R again.
It's very difficult, but all I can think of was ravioli.
Yeah, you can buy a lot of it. Get
some raviolis. You can buy $20 million worth of ravioli.
I can't think of anything else.
Heart's hard for some reason.
Yeah, let's see. Tracy said tequila, tacos, and travel. These are kind of what Frankie said, a Ferrari. M is an easy one. Everybody goes with mansion, Maserati, Mediterranean house, Monaco trip. I mean, there are a lot of good M words.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd buy a truck.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Full of women.
So school is back, and there's a lady who has gone viral. They even featured her on Good Morning America because she has determined she's not a room mom. She's not the room mom type. She's found a way around it, and some people are very upset with her. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
If you're looking to save some money, right now is the time to do it. Rates have dropped, and our friend Richard Tocato and the Richard Tocato Company is a big sponsor of the Ace and TJ Show and Peyton's Promise, our charity. Look, he's a broker, not a bank. He can do a lot of different things for you, whether it's a refi, home equity line of credit. There are a lot of ways to save some money right now. We got members of the Ace and TJ Radio family saving $1,500, $2,000 a month. Documented cases. He can tell you all about them. Go to homewithrichard.com to get more details. It's homewithrichard.com. Don't waste time to. It's now is the time to do it. There's a mom, and she is going viral because of an Instagram post that she made. She was just featured on Good Morning America.
I don't know about anyone else out there, but Meet the Teacher is super stressful because I do not want to be involved at all. I will make sure my kids obviously like do their homework, get to school on time and stuff, but I don't want to be on PTO, PTA, room mom, team mom. I don't want to do any of that. And I start getting real stressed when they start asking for volunteers. And I'm like, oh no, I know they're judging me because I'm not raising my hand, but I don't want to do all that extra shit. I don't want to come in. I don't want to set up. If the room mom needs money for everyone to participate, fine. I'll Venmo money right over. I don't want to set up for it.
So she's gone viral and people saying, hey, it's your kid. It's your child's education. It's your responsibility to be involved. And a lot of people are though going, hey, at least she's honest. She's straight up. If they need anything, people participate in different ways. She just Venmos the money. And then there's this one that I stumbled across. Some lady who said, where are the room dads? Well, first off, that's not even part of the conversation. Everybody's talking about this one lady's post, reacting to that. Why is she throwing off on the men?
I know a lot of dads who do as much or more volunteering in their little kids' classes than the mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That one comment got 35 mentions from different people going, yeah, how about that? Where are they?
Well, because there is a lot of pressure on moms to participate in that way. And you don't see that same pressure being applied to dads. You don't.
Because historically speaking,
understood.
Dad is not available because he's
understood,
working.
Understood. Mm. I'm just saying why they might feel like, hey, you know, we'd shift that conversation away from mom's feeling pressure to do all those things inside the classroom. Yeah. It's valid.
No.
So is she wrong, this lady?
I don't think so. If you want to pay to facilitate the field trip or whatever,
There are a lot of people who feel the same way that she does. They just don't say it out loud.
Yeah, she doesn't need to be around the kids.
Yeah, maybe not.
I didn't think it was that way.
Stay home.
Maybe not.
Nobody wants you.
Right. Yeah. There you go. The other parents are just relieved.
Yeah, don't put that woman around my kids.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play. Live
Subscribe each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Do you have anything in life that you just cannot wrap your head around? Like, you can't understand how it works? For example, I was in the grocery store yesterday, and as I walked past the, what's that thing that does the change? I forgot what it's called.
The coin machine.
You point all your coins in there.
Coinstar.
Coinstar. Yeah. Thank you. And it had a thing about now you can create cryptocurrency or something. I don't even know how that works. I'm going to put $150 worth of change in there, and somebody's going to generate.
Yeah.
It'll generate Bitcoin or what? I don't know. That's but
Bitcoin and like cryptocurrency in general. You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough.
Like,
one.
Can I buy a shirt with that?
What? A Tesla shirt.
What is that thing where the celebrities were buying up these deals, but it's not anything like NFTs. Odell Beckham Jr. What is it?
NFT.
Yeah, I don't understand
digital
that.
Art pieces.
I got to be honest, though. I thought NFTs were going to be the future of the music business for a while.
Oh, because you fell into that?
Well, I thought they were going to go back to you download an NFT. It's an individual. You can't share it. So then you would own it. It would be like having physical copies of things again.
Yeah, and the first band to do it was like Kings of Leon. You're like, yeah, we don't care about you, though. Get out and John make an NFT.
But it wasn't. I thought record companies looked at it and go, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to start doing this, doing it the old school way, so you have to buy it again. But they didn't.
Yeah.
There's an Ask Reddit thing to just ask, what can't you wrap your head around, no matter how many times it's explained to you? People just sharing, like, one lady said, I just can't get electricity. I mean, I know you flip the switch and there's a flow of electricity, but how does that work? Another good one. Somebody said, anything CD, cassette, record player that plays music. Again, I understand the philosophy, there's some contact there and it reads the grooves, but how does that happen? How does it make sound come out the speakers? A couple other things that were pretty good. MRIs. Some still don't understand how that works.
MREs.
Yeah. I don't understand this one. Somebody said, I cannot understand north, south, east, west. Which way is north, south, east, or west?
Oh, well. You need to work on that then. That's not like Bitcoin.
Right.
Just look at the sun.
Yeah. The cloud.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Somebody said they'll never, and they've given up on understanding how the cloud. I know it's in the cloud. Don't know how that works, but when I get a new phone, you download the stuff, it's all in the cloud. It works out great that way. Let's see. The cloud, was it the metaverse? That's the way a lot of those are. One person said the offsides penalty in football, but how do you not understand that? It's not that complicated.
You can't cross this line.
The stock market, and then magnets. The comment was, I have resigned myself to the fact that they are magic, and that's all there is to it.
That is kind of trippy.
Is there one that jumps out at you that you think automatically? I get the electricity thing. I know. I flip the switch. I understand the philosophy. It flows down the line, but... How?
Silent movies, I guess. I just don't understand why people would go see that.
Well, that's all they had.
I understand that, but like, if I only had like poop to eat, I probably would just die of starvation. I'm like, I'm not going to eat it. I don't get it.
Ring it to now trendy coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ Family Stream on the Ace and TJ Family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ Family Shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ Family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ Family Shorts anytime, every day.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
There is one story that is bigger than the rest, and we will cover that today. But a lot of people are discussing this Scott Peterson docuseries debuted on Peacock last night.
Yeah, I want to see that.
First time in 20 years Scott Peterson has opened up about the murder of his wife and then unborn child. If you remember that story, a couple, she's pregnant, she ends up dying, and they find her body in the water, you know, out by the ocean, I think it's by in the bay. And then he's convicted of her murder and the murder of their unborn child. And he's steadfastly said, I had nothing to do with this. Yeah. And he blames it on a party that was happening next door, I think, in this new docuseries. But that, like, gripped the nation when it was happening.
Sure. And there's another documentary that's new on Netflix. But it's one of those things where it's kind of like Dahmer or Manson or any of the, I don't think there's anything left to see about it that is any different about a regular documentary with the facts of the case and all. The interview with him, okay, that's different.
Yeah.
But just another documentary about the Lacey Peterson case? I don't know if there's any new information.
It turns out her sister believes that he didn't do it. I think that's what they reveal in this. Her own family believes in his innocence, I think.
He had a girlfriend, too, at the time, didn't he?
Yeah.
There's a clip I saw the other day where the girlfriend says, how did you tell me that your wife had disappeared before anybody knew that your wife had disappeared? And he was like, it means different things.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I don't know. I think the guy's guilty as the day is long, but I don't know. But people seem to be interested in watching this three-part series on Peacock.
Sure.
But certainly the biggest story today is this divorce between Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. She files for divorce on the second anniversary of their wedding date. List date of separation is April 24th. No prenup. She's got like $400 million. He's found out that he has like $100 million.
He's got almost $200 million.
Almost $200 million. So she's got significantly more money, but no prenup. So
he ought to take her for everything she's got.
I mean, make a spicy story.
Yeah. I mean, he had to go through sleeping with that woman for almost 2 years.
Terrible, terrible.
That one clip that I saw on Twitter the other day, somebody said, this is all you need to know. And it was that clip of they're walking to the car getting coffee. She gets in, he closes the door, and as he closes the door, he tilts his head back and goes, starts walking. Yeah. And he knows there are cameras there. It's like not a good look.
I think it's Ben.
I mean, he is a brat.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
But they're both silly. It's silly Hollywood people.
It is silly.
They're not serious people.
Yeah.
They're Hollywood people.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of it, but I do enjoy the story. I'm sad that they broke up, but I think I'll be able to get through it. We need an update coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
TJ's Fanatico's now have a podcast just for them called the TJ Fanatico Podcast. Each weekday, it's the next TJ Fanatico Top 10, and you won't want to miss a single episode. Get the latest the TJ Fanatico Podcast weekdays after 10 a.m. on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
You might have felt the autumn chill in the air this week. Halloween decorations are popping back everywhere. Home Depot, Walmart, Kohl's. Apparently, people are fighting to get their hands on a Hello Kitty Halloween blanket that you can only find at TJ Maxx, I think it is.
What?
Interesting.
I don't know.
TJ Maxx.
Kohl's are one of those like department stores. Mm-hmm. They're fighting over these things. So Halloween, I guess, is in full swing now. Do we have to sort of acknowledge kids are already back in school? We're past that. We're on to Halloween. Whatever. But we do need an update on what Ace and Amanda plan to do for the 2024 couple's Halloween costume. A few weeks ago, he said, I have to ask her about it.
Yeah, I forgot. Did come up. Somebody else asked her, who, some friends of hers the other day, and it came up, and she said, I have two ideas. So she's already thought it out. She has it narrowed down to two things.
Okay.
They once again do involve the entire family. One of them she has mentioned in the past. I honestly cannot remember what it was, and I don't want to say that because then she would say, I'm not listening to her or paying attention when she talks.
Which is probably true.
Which is probably true.
I don't blame you on this one.
But it was probably like June.
I would tune it out too.
It was probably June, and I was like not paying attention to worrying about Halloween.
When she starts yapping about a Halloween costume, tune out.
Right. It's a Saturday on the boat in June. I'm not thinking about Halloween. Yeah,
it's hot out here, and you don't need to be worried about a Hello Kitty blanket.
Yeah.
At the moment.
I think so, I would. I'd just...
Yeah, so she technically could be correct. I was like, oh, okay, sounds good. I remember, though, there was a conversation. I do not remember what it was.
But
But I really don't. But she's. But she said the other day she has it narrowed down to two ideas.
Two ideas. Okay.
And so she's like, we've got to move quickly. I'm like, well, do we?
2 months. We're 2 months. We're 2 months away.
We got like 10 weeks.
No, we got to move that quickly.
Amazon will have it here in 2 days.
Yeah. But when I think about, how would you dress as your ex for Halloween? Like, what would that outfit look like? If I were going to dress like TJ's ex, I would immediately put on a pair of bone-colored flats, some nude pantyhose, and probably be holding a book that I was reading to TJ so he wouldn't have to do his book report. Like, that would be the TJ ex costume.
Yeah. Well, that's a composite.
It's a composite. Right. It's
a couple of different girls at one time.
But it's sort of just the general TJ's ex-girlfriend costume. Ace, if I were going to dress up like Ace's ex-girlfriend, I would probably have a little toddler with me and pushing a bicycle because Ace taught that.
Ace did not teach that kid how to ride a bike, and that was many years ago.
Again, it's a composite.
I don't like that story.
Yeah. What's yours? Coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting Podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So everybody's getting excited. Some people are getting...
I need to clear up something very important, Riggins. Sorry.
Yeah.
When you said you would dress like my ex-girlfriend, you wear bone-colored flats and pantyhose.
Yeah.
Okay, that wasn't an ex-girlfriend. That was a girl I went out with a couple of times, and I liked her until I saw her wearing that, and then it was over. So that didn't count.
Fair enough.
That didn't count as an ex.
You could dress up by missing the end of your finger because he dated that girl for a while that was missing the end of her finger.
Yeah, and then, cheerleader costume would be fine.
More accurate.
I dated a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
It's true. So what would your ex costume look like? Based on your own personal experience, how would you dress up like your ex? What accessories would you have? You know, what would it look like for you? So a lot of these people have all the jokes. I mean, I just carry around a big pile of poop with me. So that would be their ex costume. Bailey said a cute little donkey because he was a Jack A-word. Okay, got it. Beauford said their ex-boyfriend costume would just be him walking around with a hoe, like an actual garden.
Oh, it's come garden. Up, come up several different times.
Yeah.
Somebody provided us with a picture of Pinocchio.
Because he's a liar.
Yeah, Jeannie said he would just be Pinocchio is all you need.
Not the classic version.
Yeah.
Not Pinocchio, his nose isn't what grows.
Larell said, Larell, I think is how you pronounce it, posted a picture of Nick Cannon and said it would just be him and his 22 kids. So, that was a little scary. That was a little alarming. I don't know much about Rob's ex-girlfriend, so I couldn't make a costume about that. Did you have one that stood out?
Just the one that I called Crazy Jessica. But
that's right.
There wasn't real. I would be smoking, and that's all I got. That's the only thing I remember about her, to be honest. She was kind of crazy, and she was smoking a lot.
Crazy Jessica was a smoker?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I completely forgot about Crazy Jessica until 10 seconds ago. You had a girlfriend, and you called her Crazy Jessica.
Yep. It was my first girlfriend.
Does she know you call her that?
Probably not.
Okay, well, I mean, is she going to hurt me for saying it?
I mean, I think she would more be willing to hurt me based on who brought it up.
All right, I need to get out of this conversation. More coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Do you know the flavor of Juicy Fruit?
It's yellow.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And what flavor would you like? Yellow.
Yellow.
Don't give me no pink. Yeah,
the green is like a mint. But green I don't know what flavor the yellow is.
Yeah, think about it. What does that taste like?
Is it banana?
Juicy Fruit.
Tastes like Juicy Fruit.
It's like Juicy Fruit.
Banana's part of it, Rob.
And pear.
Pear is part of it. They don't tell anybody the specific ingredients, trade secret, I guess, But they did admit that there's some pear in there, there's some banana, there's some apple. They basically listed like every single fruit. But that doesn't give you, but a lot of people seem to suspect on the internet that it is jackfruit, the flavor that you're tasting.
Mm.
Jackfruit.
What exactly?
It's a fruit salad.
What is jackfruit?
I'm not totally sure.
Is
I've
that
never
the one
had
it. Smells
one.
Bad?
No, that's a durian.
Oh, okay.
I believe.
That's
what? It's a what?
A durian.
What is a durian?
The world's stinkiest fruit.
Okay. And what I've learned today on the Ace and TJ show.
But yeah, they don't tell anybody, but apple, pear, banana, mango, it's a lot, and jackfruit apparently.
Yeah, the mint is way better than the yellow.
The mint?
Yeah. Don't they have
double mint?
Double mint?
Oh, yeah. Double mint. Yeah, not juicy fruit.
Spearmint.
It's still made by Wrigley's though, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Ace, do you know what the stinking rose is?
No. Don't know what the stinking rose is.
Garlic.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They call it the stinking rose.
I wasn't aware of that.
Oh, my God. You're so,
I know. I'm so stupid.
Oh, my God. Get out of the yard once in a while. Get off the porch. Get out in the world.
Coming up today, Ace has a new episode of Ace and Friends you can check out on Spotify, the Ace and TJ Family app, or on Apple Podcasts. Ace didn't get ripped up for his inability to cook on the Ace and Friends show. Because I can't cook, and Rob can't. Rob needs to keep his mouth shut.
Well, speak for yourself. I'm a cooker.
Just by saying that sentence, it has been revealed
I'm a cooker.
You are not.
Yeah. I'm Rob likes to give you information. Like, he thinks he's a chef.
I know. He fancies himself.
It's like, you know, Tech D Ramsey in there.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
He's got a hot dog toast.
He's Chef Jugal is what he is. He's in there juggling everything.
That is not incorrect.
I love that. No matter what he says, Riggins responds with, you've got a hot dog toaster. So no.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Rob, you should be talking. You need to toast
hot
dogs.
And now a noodle cooker in the microwave noodle cooker.
Yeah, exactly. Like a real Italian.
Glad you simplified that entire process of boiling water and putting noodles in it for a few minutes.
Honestly.
This is the Ace and TJ show.
Let's face it. These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with Ace and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.